into a container and store your yogurt for future use. Easy as this. Easy the first time and
ever. Hello, hello. What do we have here? Have I finally found you? I have, haven't I? At long, long last. Oh no, you can't see me. Your body is paralyzed in your current state of sleep. You can't move. You can't speak. You can't call for help. You can't even open your eyes. All you can do is lay there naked in the dim moonlight. Your body is exposed, vulnerable, so utterly and deliciously helpless. Not that you would know it, but I've been listening to you for weeks. Your calls to me, each and every night, have gotten louder and louder. You have called, and here I am. Your dream girl. The woman you know you have always needed to serve, with every fiber of your being. To worship, to obey. Even with 8 billion souls in this world, you couldn't evade me forever. You were always going to become my puppet, my plaything, my slave. From the moment you first called out to me in your sleep, this night was inevitable. Oh yes, I have seen all of your dreams. Your dirty, filthy, desperate dreams, where you have craved to worship a mysterious woman. A beautiful, powerful, dominant woman. Someone you have spent years searching for. That woman is me. Has always been me. I have seen every debauched, depraved fantasy of your pain and subjugation, where your body is used and abused for the pleasure of a woman. That woman will be me. I've lingered in the shadows of those dreams, never truly revealing myself, but feeding your addiction. Your addiction to me. I've seen every perverse, masochistic thought that has ever entered your brain. They have all been beacons for me. And now, I follow those beacons right to your door. As of this moment, you are almost mine. All I have to do is reach out and claim you. There's no escape for you now, boy. But who am I, you wonder? What am I? And just how much trouble are you in? Come now. You really aren't that brainless. You already know what I am. Just like you already know why you can't move. You're just too scared to admit it. Fear. Such a delicacy. Your fear is intoxicating. You're so helpless that you can't even open your mouth. But I can open it for you. Your fear is well placed. My name is Eunoia, and I am of the underworld. Of course I am. Your dream girl is a demon. I spend my days watching, listening, and waiting for the perfect moment to reveal myself to filth like you. Your skin feels soft under my long, sharp nails. I've had lots of titles in my time. I'm a soul harvester, a conqueror, a dream demon, a succubus. All are apt descriptions. An excellent top line of my vast array of talents. But very soon you won't have any need for using my name or my titles. No, you'll simply know me as Mistress, because that is what I will be. I will be your owner, and you will be my possession, my puppet, my plaything, my slave. Every inch of that body will be my property. That precious soul of yours will also be mine. All fucking mine. Oh, I can see the confusion. Your shortening of breath and all these goosebumps gives away your ever-increasing fear. But your body betrays you, darling. And it will always betray you. Because even now, even before I have officially claimed you, it already obeys me. This cock is not just hard. It is leaking. So desperate it is to lead you into my grasp. To lead you into everlasting, eternal enslavement. So eager to live under the heel of my boot, to feel the sting of my paddle, and to thank me for it. To be locked up in chains until I decide when to remove them. Mine. Because that is where this journey leads. And there's not a thing you can do to stop me. Once I take what we both already know is mine, you will belong to me until the end of time. But just what is it that I need to claim you? You already know the answer. But I will tell you anyway. I will take your seed. I will take every last fucking drop. And through that, I will claim your soul. Oh yes. I will take everything from you. And again, you will be mine. That feels so good, doesn't it? Your hard cock in my skilled hand. Oh, so very good. Like nothing you've ever felt before. Once you have been stroked by a demon, nothing will ever feel quite so good again. And this... And this is just the touch of my hand. Imagine how good my mouth feels. How good my hot, wet cunt feels. Before this night is over, not only will you give me your cum willingly, you will beg for me to take it. But tell me, my new plaything, why is it that the more I taunt you, the harder you get? The more you throb, become needier, completely desperate for my touch. You're so fucking pathetic. You can't even pretend you don't want to be my slave. Oh. Not that you need more lubricant for this leaking cock, but my saliva will only make this harder for you. It is an aphrodisiac, after all. No, there's no resistance left in you. I'm going to drain your balls so dry that they'll hurt. They'll burn and ache. They will be so empty that they might never produce any cum again. Such wonderful agony. Such beautiful pain. Pain. I do so love the idea of hurting you. Hurting you with my hands, my nails, my teeth, all of my wicked toys and tools I store in the underworld. Oh, how I know you want to see them. And see them you will, my pet. But maybe your pain can start now. Like sinking my teeth into your inner thigh. Oh, I know if you can move, you'd be squirming. If you could talk, you'd be crying out in confusion, needing me to keep stroking you, but pleading for the pain to stop. I won't stop. This hand job will not stop. And you can't come until I say so. Not before I give you permission. It doesn't matter how long I stroke you for, how close you get to the edge. You cannot come without my permission, because you are already my slave. You're so worthless, so pathetic. You'd willingly give up your right to release whenever you please. Just so I can torture you? I will keep stroking. Relentlessly up and down. Up and down. Up and down. This needy, greedy cock. But without my say-so, you won't come. Even if you're right on the edge and I keep stroking. You will not come. You see? I don't just have the power to stop you moving, to take away your ability to open your eyes, or to stop you from crying out. I can also leave you on edge, if I so please. I can leave you on the edge for the rest of your days. To leave you here, rock hard and desperate, unable to relieve yourself, while I visit you night after night. Never-ending torture in the overworld. Even before your eternal enslavement that will follow below. And there's not a thing you can do to stop me. You have no choice but to obey me. I'm sure you would like to feel more than just my hand and my teeth. You need to feel your desperate cock inside me. Inside my mouth. Inside my hot, tight cunt. You crave to be fucked by your dream girl. To be fucked by your new demon mistress. Poor thing. Yes. Yes, you want me to climb on top of you. Just like this. To hold you firmly in place. Teasing your painfully hard cock. With how wet I am. Oh. You can't see me. You can't move. You can't speak. You can't even moan. And yet, I can hear you pleading in your mind, begging me to slide you inside me and ride you into subjugation. To slide you inside, just like this. You've never found anything like this in your world, have you, my pet? Nothing so hot or tight. Nothing so fucking good. I can make you come in seconds, milking you with my body. But you're not going to come. You don't have my permission. But let's make this even harder for you. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to open your mouth and yes, my spit makes you throb even harder. The aphrodisiac spreads straight to your brain. It makes you even more desperate for release. Now swallow it. Good boy. So helpless. So depraved and needy. Swallow it. Swallow it again. Swallow it while I slap you, while my long nails scratch you, while my hand grips around your throat. Choking you. Because you're mine. You hear me? Mine. My fucking property. My possession. Yeah. My plaything. My slave. Do you hear me? You are mine. Now I'm going to return your voice so you can beg me to take your cum from you. To claim you for all of time. No, beg. More. Beg more. Beg me while I ride you. While I slap you. Beg me to let you come. Yes. That's it. Keep begging. Beg to become my internal slave. Beg. Okay. Just like that. Now, fuck toy. We're going to come together. And then your fate will be sealed. One. Oh, come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Give me your cum. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck. You're mine. All fucking mine. My puppet. My plaything. My slave. You belong to me. Oh.